Welcome to the Federal IT Challenge. In this episode, we're going to discuss an emerging buzzword, a new term, a different way of thinking about your data centers, something called software defined. I'm your host, Jason Miller. My guest today, as always, Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware U.S. Public Sector. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Jason. Good to be here.
Well, let me start by setting a little context to our discussion today. Software defined. What does it mean? How does it work? Why do we care? Is it just another buzzword under the cloud umbrella? Software defined was first coined by VMware CTO Steve Herrod, according to Webopedia. So this falls right in your wheelhouse there, Doug. One of your colleagues came up with this idea. But it's more than just another technology. Software defined impacts storage, networking, and gives users agility across their data center. And software defined is a concept more and more systems administrators are starting to understand. In a 2012 survey by TechTarget, it found 31% of the companies who responded said software defined networking is one of their networking projects. 13% said it's their top priority, and 22% said it's one of their higher ranked networking projects. So in all, 64% of software defined networking is pretty high, and 15% said it's not on their landscape or not on their vision at all. However, the survey found few have deployed software-defined networking. 9% said they're using it, while 39% said they're in the middle of researching what software-defined could do, and 27% said they're testing this as a concept. Even with all this attention to software-defined networking, the survey found a majority of the respondents say SDN products are still in the development phase or just not quite good enough for only test and development purposes, and 13% said they're not ready to use at all. So education here seems to be a big barrier to what software-defined networking is, and more broadly, what software-defined can do. I'm sure we're going to talk about those concepts in just a few minutes. So with that context in place, let me turn to Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware, U.S. Public Sector. So software-defined, let's just start at the beginning, Doug. What is it?
The definition, simple as it is somewhat technical, and you have to have some technical understanding in order to understand its full implications. But the definition clearly, all infrastructure is virtualized and delivered as a service and completely controlled by software. Well, that seems simple enough, but unless you're, you know, an operator in the data center, you might not be that familiar with this concept of virtualization, right? So to explain it, what virtualization did for servers, it now does for networks and for storage. So you're able to virtualize a broader piece of the infrastructure. And what it did simply for servers was it's a piece of software that gets installed right on top of the physical server, and then all other software, operating system, application, and other services are installed on top of this virtualization software. And that creates a whole bunch of benefits. Is it allows servers to be shared together and provide shared services to single and or multiple applications, but also then enables those applications to be moved around across servers so that they have additional performance and availability benefits that the old-fashioned vertical stack would not have been able to enjoy. And so you take that same idea, and so now the network is no longer a physical constraint, and storage is no longer a physical constraint, and that creates substantial benefits to all of the applications and services that run now, not just on servers, but in the entire data center.
So interesting, you're taking the concept of server virtualization and apply it more broadly is what I'm hearing. So give me a sense, how does this then relate? There's three core components around software defined. How does that relate back to the data centers? Was it basically networking, storage, and then one more, the software?
Software is what enables the physical environment to be shared among multiple applications, and then it has an added benefit of increasing the agility. So it has benefits to operations, as I mentioned. For example, if a server was going to go down and now a storage device was going to go down, then the applications that are relying on that can be moved, and they're not going to lose that service that device that's going down would have lost when it got broken, because now it just moves over with a particular application. Scalability is enhanced. So imagine, because the software is defining and carrying out the policies on its own, imagine the need for a business unit to grow due to seasonal, or like the Census Bureau, for example, and then they're going to add this additional processing capability. The software can automatically carry that out because it does no longer tied to the physical environment. So then, boom, it gets another instance of the application is created. The connection to the server, the connection to the storage, the connection to the network is drawn based on the policy, and it's able to to operate.
It sounds a lot like you're describing continuity of operations, disaster recovery, failover, that concept. But this seems to be applied more widely, not just, well, if something bad happens, we have this. It seems like all the time now, you have this constant backup situation, this constant ability to, and maybe backup's not the best word, but this constant ability to move from server to storage to networking so that the network itself is running efficiently, effectively, all those good E words.
So you just nailed it. It's not just about maintaining performance for your mission critical applications. That's now still part of it. It's also scaling and scalability in a much more automated and rapid manner, but it's also the backup and recovery and the mission continuity capabilities all are have much more rapid response times and faster cycle times because of the software-defined nature and the increased automation and agility that brings.
And one of the things that just occurred to me as you're describing this is it's also one of those things where if an agency is using this or an organization is using this and all of a sudden they get this uptick in use. All of a sudden, hey, there's a big project and more people are on the network. That can then, you talked about scalability, more network resources can be made available much more quickly, much more easily. Do I read that right?
Absolutely. So that's the part, that's the scalability benefit, is the ability to allocate these shared pooled resources. And in this case, we're talking about sharing and pooling of servers, sharing and pooling of storage, and sharing and pooling of networks. And because they're shared and pooled in this manner, that the ability to apply the capacity that's available in your data center to any particular workload that needs to scale is, again, much more agile, it's much more rapid, and it's able to be carried out in the time that the mission needs it to be done rather than on IT's time when the resources are available to go ahead and do all the manual hard wiring in the code to make it work. That's the old-fashioned way.
The IT time, I think that's late most of the time. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware U.S. Public Sector. Today's topic is understanding what software-defined means.
Discover virtualization best practices on storage, networking, performance, and security with VMware at VMware.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware U.S. Public Sector. Today's topic, understanding what software-defined means. So, Doug, in the last segment there, you defined what software-defined means. It's still a little complicated, maybe a little unclear. So let's clarify one other issue around this. It's not all technical, because you talked about storage and networking and data centers and servers that people, hear a lot of technical jargon. But it's also a business process impact as well. So give us a sense of how it impacts business processes.
The most important thing to remember is that software-defined in the data center makes things so much more agile that many business processes are supported as a result. The business processes that require scalability, like expansion for either closing the books at the end of the quarter or the end of the year, or as the Census Bureau is building up for the 10-year decennial census, or anything else that requires the business to scale due to periodic needs that they have. And then in addition, the agility supports this emerging concept called brokering, because the performance requirements, the scalability requirements, and the security requirements of the workload move with that workload. So, and they're more agile. So as they move to another service provider's cloud, the performance, scalability, and security capabilities go with it, and they're met rather than having to be manually recoded. And that is such an agile capability that it supports many, many business processes all at the same time.
If I'm a CIO, the way you just described it, I'm sold. I'm ready to go. Give us a sense of why should this be on CIO's radars and how will it make a difference for them as they work with their business and program folks?
Well, the first that comes to mind is the efficiency benefits. CIOs, through the software-defined data center, it is a continuation of what server virtualization was, which was a significant CapEx and OpEx reduction. So this takes that to the next step, enables them to continue to save money on both CapEx and OpEx. The second is the resiliency benefits, the ability to improve performance and availability across the entire data center. Third is the agility, the ability to take advantage of the policy-driven automation features to dynamically meet changing mission needs. And we all know mission needs change almost daily. This is the technology that enables the IT to actually meet those dynamic needs. And then the fourth is security. We all can agree that a dynamic moving target is more difficult to isolate and exploit than one that's stationary. And the software-defined data center allows these workloads and the mission-critical applications and the data to be more dynamic, a moving target.
So I want to definitely get back to the cyber, but let me, before we go there for a second, you talk about several different things: performance, agility, meet mission needs easier. From a standpoint of the CIOs, is it something that clearly understood and easily described by the CIO to the business folks? Or is it as simple as you just said, listen, I can do these three things for you to make your life easier? I mean,
well, it is and it isn't. I think it really depends on the nature of the mission and what the technical expertise is of the mission components that the IT organization and any agency is supporting. For example, like when I worked at the patent office, the constituencies there are pretty technical and they understand with some depth of what the technologies can do and offer. And the explanation there tends to be much more thorough and detailed before they say, oh, okay, now I understand what this is, because they have that depth of understanding. And in other cases where the mission is purely not technical related, it really comes to this technology frees you from what I call no more brittle, no more manual, and no more complex. It enables your mission to be agile so that we can support the change in direction that you have on a fairly regular basis. So we're actually more responsive to your needs.
And I think that's what so many CIOs are going down that path, to be more responsive to their needs, customer focus, customer experience. It seems to me that this is opening that door much wider.
You just nailed it. Customer experience, end user experience, that is where the majority of the benefits will be seen across the agencies. It's in that enhancement and much more flexible, much more agile user experience that they're going to have as a result.
Part of the benefits, as you also mentioned, was cybersecurity. The moving target versus the stationary target, is that the main benefit around cyber that software-defined brings, or is there something larger?
I wouldn't say necessarily larger, but it's much more in-depth than that. I think that is the easiest way to describe what the cyber benefits are, but they do go much deeper than that. The first is because the policy-driven nature, again, the policies are defined in the software, and then they're carried out by the software when certain triggers are hit, when certain events happen. And in one case, when we talk about the ability to scale up in an entirely new system, so when that happens, you need to do the security things, like you need to put a firewall in between that and other systems. Well, software-defined data center has the policies already defined to do that in an automated fashion. So again, you don't have to go back to IT and tell them and the security group and say, we need the firewall to be set up and it has to have all these things. It happens when the next server or system is scaled up. Same thing for quarantine and maintaining compliance checking across the software-defined data center. So again, the policy is defined and it's automatically checking the software-defined data center against the approved compliance baseline. And when an out-of-compliant condition occurs, the policy can set up a quarantined environment, move that workload over, trigger the security folks to review it, and automatically fail the production version back to the last approved baseline. So these things can happen very, very dynamically now, as opposed to the way things tend to work in today's complicated data center is through monitoring and alarms going off and then people making phone calls and starting to take a look at that.
And I imagine related to that, if you try to log on to the network that's using the software-defined concept and you have a piece of software in your machine that is not supposed to be on the network, that could block it based on the predefined policy.
It can absolutely do that. It can go steps further in terms of like data loss prevention. I mean, one of the main concerns across federal agencies is the type of data that they have in their data centers, the privacy information, and even more sensitive and national security information, that data loss prevention policies can be defined in the software-defined data center and block things from happening, not automatically, and also notify security folks to go look into and analyze situations as they occur.
It's almost like a user log can be developed with just based on those policies saying, well, who took the data and when, and what did they do with it? And if it needs to be alerted right away because it's that sensitive data.
Try and boil it down to its most basic. It's going from a reactive approach to security to a proactive approach to security, which is a very powerful shift.
And I think it's a shift everyone was trying to get to as well with continuous monitoring and other similar initiatives. Well, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware US Public Sector. Today's topic is understanding what software-defined means.
Discover virtualization best practices on storage, networking, performance, and security with VMware at VMware.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware US Public Sector. Today's topic, understanding what software-defined means. So, Doug, before break, we were talking a lot about cyber benefits and other benefits, why federal CIOs should have software-defined on their radar. The other piece of this, and we've talked a little bit about, is the business angle. But to take it one step further, software-defined also can help agencies deal with those budget cuts and reductions that everybody's expecting and preparing for. How does that work? Why does software-defined give agencies maybe a little more OpEx room?
So it does a couple of things. It actually helps agencies continue to reduce capital expenditures, which would be, generally speaking, physical, large investments in physical infrastructure equipment. And it's able to do that in the same way that server virtualization did, and that is by being a key enabling technology in a consolidation initiative. So with consolidation, you end up doing the same or more stuff with fewer underlying physical resources. So it definitely is a key factor in continuing with the consolidation journey. Second is, as you point out, the operating expenditures. And it does that in several ways. It continues to automate numerous tasks in the data center, making operations more efficient. So what I'm talking about here is, you know, a lot of the maintenance and management activities that are carried out in the data center by data center operators, where the business folks really don't know about all this, but the IT people do, because this is what the vast majority of the people spend the vast majority of their time doing, which is maintaining the environments, continuing to make sure that the firewalls are working properly, continuing to make sure that additional memory is being added to the servers and the same thing to the storage and so on and so forth, right? So the policy and the software now are carrying out a lot of these activities that had been done manually by operators in the past. And that actually frees some of their time up to focus on more business-oriented results, which is the end-user experience we talked about, right? So it enables the IT staff to focus more on providing value that the end-users see on a more regular basis. Another is because the software-defined data center has very sophisticated software tools that enable you to optimize your environment. So you can optimize your server environment, your storage environment, and your network by looking at these workloads and determining, okay, they're not using this capacity you've allocated to that. So freeing it back to the pool and allowing other resources to take advantage of it actually increases the efficiency of the overall use of those physical resources.
Interestingly, you hit upon several pieces of the puzzle: saving money, getting people to stop doing so many manual things and moving to more automated. Is there any examples of people using this? Because a lot of what we've talked about is a lot of big concept stuff, but are there any real life examples?
There's a reason why this term, software-defined data center, has now emerged fairly recently in the last year or so to become an industry term. And it is because there's an increasing number of customers that are taking advantage of this broader virtualization capability. And that is the Department of Energy, National Nuclear Security Administration, for example, very proactive user of these types of technologies. And the area that I'm thinking of is in some of the proactive automated quarantine capabilities from a security standpoint. The Intel community in the federal government has also been a very early adopter of several of these software-defined technologies. And then there's also, I have a private sector example that many would be familiar with, which is the New York Stock Exchange, also has been public with some public information and press articles about their use of software-defined networking and software-defined data center to enable their resilient, high-performing, services to be delivered as well.
Do you find it takes people who are on the leading edge to kind of grasp this concept of software-defined? I mean, what are some of the best practices that are emerging from the sense that people may not get it? They understand server virtualization, but this next layer, it has more complexity to it, at least from an understanding perspective and understanding the benefits.
In a way, I interpret the question to be is, it's the technology evolution cycle from bleeding edge to early adopter to very, very common use, right? And so how do you facilitate throughout the organization as the technology moves from very, very early to more mature? And the first that comes to mind is always the culture. That these are new technologies in some cases, and they have very new and exciting features associated with them. And it takes time and training for people to become comfortable with their use. And when I say people, I am talking about the architects that design data centers. I'm talking about the security people who make sure that all of those security and compliance rules are met, and the operations people that operate them. So there's a broad set of different types of roles that need to be trained, and they need to evolve with their use as well. The second is integration. It can be a challenge to integrate these technologies, particularly as we see many attempt to plug these technologies into antiquated legacy solutions. And in some ways, we in industry facilitate this because we really go over and above to use open APIs, application programming interfaces, that are in place to allow this to happen. But in some cases, it's better to just replace that legacy system. I'm thinking in management tools, for example, where now as the data center becomes much more software defined, it's better to use the management tools associated with the software-defined data center than the old legacy tools to manage that environment. And then finally, the organizational changes. Software-defined data center presents the opportunity to improve costs, agility, and security in the data center. But to capture the benefits, organizations need to train personnel, sometimes combine roles, and definitely let go of a physical-centric type of an architecture, which is a substantial, you know, transition for organizations to make.
One of the things that we just want to go back to that you talked about for a second was when you talk about the concept of people getting, you know, going from bleeding edge to early adopter to common use. We've seen that with cloud. I think we've seen that with server virtualization over the last 18 to 24 months. Are you seeing people move from that early adopter to common use, or are we still in the early adopter phase or even in the bleeding edge phase?
Well, I think it differs depending on where we are in the software-defined data center, and that's part of what makes it complicated. So in some cases, like in the server side, very mature. In other cases, in the networking side, it's proven but maturing. And in other cases, in the storage, where it's still in the maturing, you know, early adopter stage. So they're somewhat in different stages, but the point is they're now robust and they can be brought together at the same time to really unleash the agility that really has been restricted from most missions because the data centers have been too brittle, too manual, and too complex for the IT organization to really not just be responsive, but to actually be proactive in helping the mission meet their own needs.
Are you starting to see customers and agencies and others come to you and say, we want to know more about this, or we want to go beyond just knowing more about it, but to see if we can use it, if our network, if our legacy systems are ready for it?
Definitely. I would say that it's far, far beyond a widespread customer interest. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of interest in these capabilities and what they have to offer and how does it work and where do I get started with it? You know, with how do I manage my risk in terms of bringing it into the data center and then proving that it works and growing it out over time? All of these things are happening. And there's just such a really broad, intense response by customers to take a look at these technologies.
All right. And the first thing you can do is listen to this show. But unfortunately, we are out of time for today. You've been listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I've been speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware U.S. Public Sector. Today's topic was understanding what software-defined means. To hear this show in its entirety and others just like it on topics such as cloud brokerage and innovating in the cloud, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword VMware.
To hear this show in its entirety and learn more about how virtualization can help your agency, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword VMware.